and welcome to week three of the Bet MLS 2024 season with Dero and Oso. Ben, that was a pretty solid bounce back week for me last week and a great week for you as well.
Yeah, I mean, I came into it and I honestly, when we made the picks and everything, I was feeling great.
We felt good. We said it.
I felt good about everything that I did. And turns out we were right. Big week. I placed another half unit on RSL.
Yep, I got that one too.
That for me. And then I actually placed a half unit on SKC in addition to my picks. And obviously, replaced some refs. Got me on that one. But again, I'm going to point out again, you know, I'm going to use this as a soapbox a little bit. How many times do you think a week there's a referee mistake, you know, usually in MLS? Like once a week, right?
A few. Yeah, two, three max. Right.
We've had two in 2 weeks, just for the record.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Like, well, I'm pro-union, but, like, also, like, it's not like they've done anything that that the usual refs have, you know, done.
Well, and that's where also having VAR helps them because –
Right, exactly, yeah.
No big – okay, yes, the throw-in was wrong. However, maybe you don't give up a goal off a corner as well. Like, let's not cry about this either. Like, that wasn't – a mistake that directly led to the goal, if that makes sense. Whereas any direct goal mistakes are going to get reviewed. Anyways, we don't need to go into it, but it was a good week. Yeah, I had Galaxy, I mean, no sweat, Chicago Cincy over. I think I got a little lucky on that one, but I'll take it. And then Colorado, you know, this goes back to those of you who are relatively new at betting MLS. If you have a team that's plus 140 and you get into the last 5 minutes and you can put a tenth of a unit hedge just to get your stake. I didn't actually lose anything on the Colorado game. The way I was watching, I was like, something weird is going to happen here. Sure enough, it did. Just a ridiculous handball. Obviously, we're not going to count it in our results, but it was a very good week. So let's get into the board this week. And it's not as good, I would say.
I'm not feeling nearly as good as I did last week, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, there wasn't as much that jumped out to me. I would say last week of the picks I made, I said it on the show, there was another like four or five picks I had. These picks this week, this is pretty much all I'm playing. I'm going to look for some live spots, but this is pretty much all I'm playing for the week. And I'll start us out with my best bet of the week. And I am going with a team that is 0-2 so far. I'm going with NYCFC. I've got them at minus 110. They're hosting Portland at Yankee Stadium on Saturday morning, depending on where you are in the country. And this is one that I really, really like when you dig into the numbers. Portland has 4 points from two games. They're undefeated. NYCFC has 0 points from two games. They haven't scored a goal yet. And when you see that they're minus 110, that kind of makes you think, okay, yeah, the books think NYCFC is going to win this one as well. Got to give a shout out second week in a row. My boy Armand with back yield. He pointed out something about NYCFC. So their passing has been great up until the final third. They've had basically no number 10. They don't have Maxi Morales right now. Talis Magno's out. They haven't had no attacking in its final third. However, at Yankee Stadium, do you really need that? It is a very condensed pitch. There is not as much space. And I think that things where they have struggled in the first 2 weeks, they're not going to show up in this match against Portland. If you dig into the numbers a little bit more, their defense has been incredible. They didn't give up a chance of over 0.11 XG to St. Louis. And for reference, 0.15, based on Football Reference, 0.15 is a pretty good opportunity. You give up a 0.15 chance or more, that's definitely a scoring opportunity. They didn't give one up against St. Louis despite losing 2-0. And then as we pointed out last week, their loss to Charlotte, all the XG from that game for Charlotte basically came off one chance off a corner where they had a shot. It was deflected. They got another shot. So I think they've been unlucky. And then, boy, if you are team fade, teams getting lucky, that was, what, St. Louis last year, Austin the year before that. Right now, after 2 weeks, you're looking at Portland and you're like, you've got Arthur Fist where you're getting angry at Portland getting the results. Everything says they should have probably 1 point or maybe 0 points. I get it, game states, whatever, against Colorado. But they're minus two goals on the expected goal difference. They got outplayed by a DC team that lost their starting forward. And the last thing I will say as I wrap up, there is a theory that if you have to go play on the road, the time zone You don't want to play at a time that is foreign to you playing. This is a 10 a.m. kickoff Pacific time. I get it. They're going to travel early. But I think everything here points to NYCFC minus 110. Give it to me all day long. And we will see what they can do against Portland. Ben, you're going a little juicy with your pick here. I'll allow it, though. Let's see what you got.
Yeah, I'm going with Atlanta. You know, I like to, you know, usually we like to stay around, you know, even odds, you know, plus 100 around there, mm-hmm. Minus 110, stuff like that. But I'm going to go with, you know, as long as it's less than minus 150, I think, you know, I'm not going to, I don't think
we'll
that's cheating.
We'll allow it.
Yeah, we'll allow it. Look, and I think we're recording this on Thursday again. New England played last night. Complete full first 11. Carlos Hill did not play, did not start. Shankly, you know, he looks amazing. He managed to get him out, you know, 20 minutes early, so that's good for them. I just think they're traveling. They have obviously another leg coming up in their series next week. And Atlanta's been off for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
they did not play last weekend, so that's a big note there. And I know you were mentioning XG numbers. I'm still not taking a peek at any of those, to be honest. So again, we're all just vibes based right now. And I think Atlanta 2 weeks off, New England in the middle of a CCC matchup. I think I just got to take it if it's not like, you know, this should really be more like minus 180 in my opinion.
Yeah, and I mean, the XG numbers for New England aren't good so far in MLS play, and they just lost at home to Toronto. So, yeah, this is a theme we've been mentioning all year. Love fading teams in the middle of CONCACAF Champions League. Good call there. Going on to the dogs for the week, I'm going right back to the well here because this one, to me, I mean, this is my favorite pick of the weekend. I made this play on Monday. I thought the line was going to move farther towards this team, and I still do think it will. The Galaxy getting, we played them last week saying the number didn't make sense. I don't think this number makes any sense either. Plus 225 going to Nashville. This is a Nashville team. They play tonight against Inter Miami. We'll see what happens there. Then they're going to obviously have to play Miami next week. Don't know if Hani is back yet. We'll see on that one. He didn't play last week. He was questionable on the MLS player availability report. And as we're learning, some teams are serious about it and some aren't. Seattle, very serious about it. I feel like they could have put a bunch of players as questionable that didn't play. They listed them as out. Respect to Seattle. Nashville, I don't think there was a chance Hani was playing and they still listed him as questionable. Fine. At least he was on there. But the Galaxy, even for the numbers, everything points to the Galaxy here. Nashville is bottom of the league in progressive passes, like passes forward. They have four passes into the penalty area this season. Four in 180 minutes. Their offense has been absolutely terrible, and they are playing an LA team that is probably right now maybe the best offense in the league, at least the best offense in the Western Conference. Painsel, he's been playing incredible. He's killing people on the counterattack. And by the way, when you look at the numbers, it's not a buildup. They are just getting the ball, counterattacking, and killing teams on the counter. I don't see how Nashville has the offense to stay with the Galaxy. I think LA will create too many chances in this one. Nashville is going to have to be very efficient with their chances. I don't see it happening. Plus 225, way too good for me. This should be plus 150 either way. You know, one of those kind of like pick'em games. There's no way that the Galaxy should be the dog here. Give me LA plus 225 again. Let's cash it again. And actually looking at the dog, your dog was the other team that I was looking at here because they've been surprisingly good this year.
I mean, you know, good friend of the pod, Matt Doyle, has been all over them.
Yes.
All year, he's been saying they're good. Minnesota, plus 265. They're going to Orlando. Again, completely vibes-based here, but they're playing pretty good soccer, it seems like. Maybe should have, you know, got a little lucky with the draw last week against probably the best team in the league.
Right, that's the thing, though. It's Columbus.
Right, it's Columbus, so, you know, you can't be too crazy about that one. I think they're playing good soccer. They're traveling to Orlando. What we know about Orlando is that they have coming off of a draw against Tigres at home. And guess what? They have to go to Monterrey on Tuesday. And I think they're going to play their first 11 in that one.
Oh yeah.
So
trust
considering
me,
the elevation,
Oscar
considering
cares
elevation
way more
and
about that.
You know, match congestion. I think this is going to be rotated. Obviously, they'll have Big Dunk because they started Muriel against Tigres. So they'll have, you know, I think they'll have, you know, they're pretty deep squad, but I think just the nature of it being, I think it's going to be heavily rotated. I just got to take the plus 265 here.
Yeah, and so you're going with the full unit on the money line then?
Full unit on the plus 265.
I may go double chance there. One thing I like looking at that match as well is the under. It's set kind of high. It's like under 3 is like minus 130. I definitely like that as well. Kind of like you mentioned, rotating the squad. I could see Orlando struggling to create chances, and Minnesota's done a pretty good job defensively overall this year. So I like a lot of different angles in there. That's a really good spot on your end. Looking at our totals this week, I'm going the opposite of what I did last week. I am going back to FC Cincinnati. I took the over last week in their game against Chicago, and I think I actually got a little lucky on that one. If I got very unlucky in week one, it all averages out in week two. This is all about, though, looking at the trend of FC Cincinnati as the best defense in the league, bar none. It's going to be really interesting to see tonight what they do against Monterrey and Brandon Vasquez, but they've been the best defense in the league so far. They have the lowest non-penalty XG allowed by far. DC United, though, is in the top half of that as well. DC does lead the league in non-penalty XG, so this is more backing the Cincinnati offense backing the Cincinnati defense than fading the DC United offense. But you look at who DC has played. As we know already in the show, I don't believe in Portland. They played a New England team that had a lot of injuries in that first game. You know, Benteke had a hat trick. That just went sideways for them really quickly. I think they're performing a little bit above what would be expected for them. And this game is at Central Time, 2 o'clock on Sunday. I see a slow pace to this game. I see Cincy rotating their squad and just trying to get a 1-0 here. And I think that the under 2.5, that's coming in, by the way, at plus 115. So if you want to go a little juicier, I thought about doing under 3. It was like minus 140. But I figured under 2.5, minus 1 or plus 115. Give me that one. Cincy DC, just keeping it really simple there and fading the recent trend for DC. I think this is just a little bit inflated. I think that number should probably be like minus 120. So I will take the value there. This one, I don't think we've bet on this team in a long time. I am very.
Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of going through it. I just couldn't find anything that I like loved, honestly.
Bet with confidence, tail with confidence on this one, folks.
Yeah, we're going with Toronto.
All right.
They're going to score 2 goals this week. Look, I know they've only scored 1 goal in 2 games, right? Both those games have been on the road, obviously. They got a draw in Cincinnati, and they beat New England in New England.
A good result.
That's like pretty good, right?
That is a good. Those are good results.
Those are amazing results. Like, New England's been one of the best home teams in the league for like a long time. I know, again, they're dealing with 3C, but you can't really sneeze at those results. Obviously, you know, the goals haven't really been there. Insigne with a spectacular goal. He's going to come in with a lot of confidence in this one. Early start, Charlotte may be sleepy. They're going to sleep in their own beds. They're not going to sleep in their own beds tomorrow night. Toronto will. So I think Toronto's going to come out, Insigne with confidence, and we're going to see a couple goals here for Toronto, over 1.5. The number I have is you know, even money exactly, plus 100. So, yeah, that's what we're going to see on Saturday afternoon. Saturday afternoon.
I'm looking at the results from last year for Toronto at home.
They scored 2 goals against Charlotte at home last year. I saw
Let me say this. I did not realize they lost basically every game but one since June 21st. Holy Moses. However, they did score multiple goals at home in 3 of their last 5 games. They may have lost 2 of those 3 games. We don't care if they win. They could lose.
We don't care if they win.
We don't
care.
What
do I care?
Yeah, don't care. Get us 2 goals and we'll cash that.
2 is fine with me.
All right. Well, when we go to our goal scorers here, I'm going to possibly the most consistent play, and I hate betting juiced goal scorers. We almost never do it, But this is in the territory of, if this is better than like minus 150, I think it's an auto play. I'm going with Cucho. He is minus 115 for Cincinnati at home this weekend to score. And that is just too good of odds. Let's say Cincinnati, Columbus. That's just too good of odds for me for a Columbus team playing the Chicago Fire, who've given up multiple goals in each of their first two games. If Columbus gets multiple goals this weekend, just blindly, and if you tell me Columbus is going to score multiple goals, would I take minus 115 for Cucho to get one of them? Absolutely, I would. Every time. So give me Cucho on the goal score. And Ben, why don't you round us out with a game that this is the highest scoring game of the weekend. We've already talked about it a little bit, but this is the highest scoring total of the weekend.
We've seen Atlanta score a million goals against New England at home before, right?
Yeah.
It goes like 7-0 one year or something like that, 6-0. We're going to see that again. You know, Giakoumakis is going to get one. He's plus money at home. I mean, what else we already talked about this game. So I think Giakoumakis at home with plus money is just going to be one of those bets this year where you just kind of take it and run with it and see what you can get. And I think it's, you know, he's going to score at least more than half of his home games. So I would bet. So 50-50 shot at the least, and you're getting plus money.
Love that. And one thing that'll round out our picks for the week. But one thing I wanted to talk about a little bit before we wrap up is a market that I dabbled in last weekend. Friend of the show, Abs, he loves this market as well. He'll put together some wild parlays on you with this one, which I actually really like. It's the goal or assist market. And this is available on some books. Some books don't have it. So, you know, check your book. But the one I typically use does have this. And I think it's a little bit, okay, obviously the odds are going to be a little bit worse, but I think there's so much consistency to this. So I'm looking right now, for instance, at the Atlanta New England game, and I see Giakoumakis minus 112 for goal or assist. Thiago Almada minus 140 goal or assist. If Giakoumakis scores, it's probably coming from Almada. Or if Atlanta scores, if they score two times, the odds of Almada not having a goal or an assist on that, that's nuts. It's if it comes from the set piece takers, you want to find who are the set piece takers, which you can do that on Football Reference, by the way. There is a stat there where you can see who's taking the set pieces. You just find those players, and if it's a good number, then last week I got Painsel plus 185 goal or assist against San Jose. That is insane because of the way he's going up and down the wing. I had Acosta at like minus 125 goal or assist. He had the assist on the corner kick. So I just wanted to mention that if your book offers that, take a look, because I think that is just such a consistent, it's way less volatile. How many times have we seen, oh, you know, I back someone to score and they have a shot, or, you know, they have the shot, but they pass it across and a player taps it in, something like that. When you're backing a number 10, maybe they're sending in the set piece. Maybe they're getting the pass. I really like that market. Have you spent much time in that, or have you really looked into it much?
I have not, but as you mentioned, our friend of the show, Abs, basically puts together a goal or assist parlay every single week. This is what he bets every single week. I saw hit it a lot last year. He usually does Almada, Cucho, and he had somebody else last year that he did. Not Yaka, like not somebody like, yeah, it's like a number 10.
Right.
Maybe Lucho, somebody like
that.
Like
a Carlos Hill, something like that.
Yeah, he does Carlos Hill a lot. But that's kind of what, and I've seen it hit a lot. Forgot which one he had last week that he should have hit on, but it kind of didn't work out. And, you know, I agree. I haven't played with it a lot, but I probably should, because it's definitely something that I think is a good bet.
Yeah, I'm looking at like, and these are going to be juiced. I don't like parlaying just goal score, but like Bouanga minus 140. If I'm parlaying Bouanga, and by the way, feel free to shut down the show at this point if you'd like. I realize this is not the most exciting thing in the world here doing this live, but parlaying Bouanga and Almada, it's like plus 150 for LAFC at home and Atlanta at home. Things like that, take a look into it. I think it's really interesting. Yeah. I may tweet out a parlay at some point. Maybe that'll be a fun one that we look into building kind of on Twitter, the community parlay for a goal or an assist prop.
Last week, he actually did three strikers. He did Arango, which obviously worked out, Suarez. And then he had Benteke in there.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, he wasn't on the bench. It wasn't the 18 or what is it, 18 or 20 these days.
Well,
He wasn't
Steph.
in the lineup. You know, that leg got voided, and he won the legs that actually hit.
I wonder even I want to take a look real quick. I wonder what Forsberg
but
is.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's because he always does home teams.
All right, Emil Forsberg is plus 180 this week in goal or assist.
There we go.
That is.
I may or may not be there. It's, I mean, it is the Diro and Oso derby.
Yeah, that's true. I like the Red Bulls a lot in that one. Minus 150, I couldn't get to, but
yeah, it was too high. Too
Red
high.
Bulls
But I
and
love the Red Bulls
under
too.
Maybe like Red Bulls and under my under 4.5 goals or Red Bull shutout win. Dallas hasn't been great offensively, but Forsberg, if the Red Bulls score plus 180 on a goal or an assist because he's taking their set pieces. Yeah, I'm going to play that. I can tell you right now I'm going to be playing that. Cool. Well, we will wrap it up for that this week. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you next time on BetMLS.